from visiting the qabrs, the graveyard. فزوروها, now you go and visit it. And another hadith, وفي رواية فمن أراد أن يزور القبور فليزور فإنها تذكرنا الآخرة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wishes to visit the qabristan, visit the graves, then he should visit فإنها تذكرنا الآخرة. For verily it causes one to remember akhirat. And this remembering akhirat is a very, very great thing. It's a thing that puts a person on line. It's a thing that corrects a person's thinking and helps a person move in the right direction. When a person is thinking of akhirat all the time, then he's moving in the right direction. Everything he does is to see how he can get his akhirat right. And this effect and impact of thinking of the qabr and thinking of death is such a great thing. On one occasion, Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Ali, he went to visit somebody in Gush. Gush, normally you go, you meet all types of people. Sometimes you meet a person, he'll give you a warm reception. Sometimes you meet a person, he'll give you a cold reception. Sometimes you'll go to a person, he'll even chase you away. But this is all part of the sabr. When a person has got his akhirat in front of him, then he'll be willing to make all types of sacrifices, because he knows one day he'll reach that qabr, and one day he'll see that reward of all the sacrifices that he made. So anyway, once he went to a person with the gush, with a jamaat, and this person was outside fixing up one light. So he was fixing up his light, he had outside, and he was putting a globe. He was on the step ladder on top. So he told Hazrat Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah, he says, you people can't see that I'm busy here. I'm busy, I'm putting a globe here. Can't you see I'm busy? In other words, that I can't talk to you all now, I can't entertain you all now, I'm very busy. Hazrat Haji Bhai Paja told him that we won't take up much of your time. I'll only tell you one thing and then we'll leave. He said, don't forget to put a globe in your qabr. That's all he told him. Don't forget to put one globe in your qabr also. So when he went away, he said, after some time, many, many years later, his brother saw him, and he came up to him and he hugged him. And he said, you know that one statement you made, it made me think so much, that I'm an electrician, I've done so many lights and so many jobs, but the day you told me that don't forget to put one globe in your qabr, then I thought to myself that what effort did I make to light my qabr up? He said, from that time onwards, I didn't miss one salah also. Sometimes a person doesn't realize that what an effect that qabr has. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that go and visit this qabur, because these things will remind you of akhirat. So today's hadith, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kullama kana laylatuha min Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yakhruju min akhiri layli ila al-baqiyah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time it was his turn with her, he used to take turns with all his wives. So every time it was her turn, in other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spent the night there by her, she says that he would come out the last one third of the night. Last one third of the night, he will go to Jannatul Baqi, the Qabristan. Every time he would do this, he would go to the Qabristan. فَيَقُولُ أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ دَارَ قَوْمِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would greet the people of the Qabristan. He said, As-salam, peace be upon you, peace be upon you, upon the home of the believers. وَأَتَاكُمْ مَا تُعَدُونَ غَدًا مُؤَجَّلُونَ. And what you have been promised has come to you. As the Shahsab Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi says, that from amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such beautiful du'as he would make, that every du'a had a very deep meaning and had a message in it. So now he would come the last one third of the night to the Qabristan. He would greet the people that are buried there. He said, peace be upon you, the dwellers of the believers, or the dwelling of the believers, and what have been promised to you has now come to you. وَإِنَّا إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ لَاحِقُونَ. And inshallah we will also join you. Inshallah bikum lahiqun, we will also join you. Allahumma ghfir li ahli al-baqiyya al-gharqad. And he would make dua for him. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive the people of baqiyya al-gharqad. The real name of Jannatul Baqi is al-baqiyya al-gharqad. Baqiyya al-gharqad. Al-gharqad was a thorny tree that we used to be there. You get those thorny trees there. So out of that, having those gharqad trees there, it was known as al-baqiyya al-gharqad. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make this dua, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive the ahl, the people of Baqiyya al-Gharqad. And the message that was for us is that dua that he made was such a beautiful dua. It wasn't only for those people that are buried there, but also those people that are making the dua, it is a message for them. Wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqun. That inshallah we will also join you. What it means is tomorrow we are also going to end up exactly where you are. What you have been promised has already come to you. Today we have been promised the same thing, but we are looking at it as something far away. You people are already seeing what has been promised to you. Tomorrow we are going to join up with you. So this is a message to the living person, that you also prepare and take those promises as something very, very serious, because very soon those promises you will also see it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.